This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. Had to leave to do some transportation duties. So we got Nikki Capely filling in. And, of course, Dennis Peters from the Glam Band.
How's it going, eh?
How you doing there, my friend? It's nice to have a professional in-house now.
It is.
It is.
It's always nice to have a professional
in-house. Thanks, Dennis. About herself again?
No.
Yes.
All
right, we don't have our Packer player today who was supposed to show up, but that's okay. We've got John Miller from NBC 26. Big John?
Big Bad John.
Good. We're just talking about you, that you walk around carrying a gallon of water everywhere you go.
Most of the time. During training camp and football season, that tends to be the case.
But even at night, it's not like it's okay, you're at practice, it's 3 in the afternoon, it's 96 degrees. I mean, you carry it to the high school football games. I mean, you are so conscientious of getting enough water. You're built unbelievable. What are your dimensions, John?
All of them.
What are your dimensions?
Like Jim is all I want to look like. That's my goal.
So. Yeah, yeah.
Little Jim.
What are you? Height and weight and body BMI.
Oh, I don't know about the body fat percentage, but I'm about 5'9", 260.
But solid muscle.
Beefy.
Solid muscle.
Wow.
Yeah.
BMI, TMI, I don't know what to tell you.
I could do that, John. Yeah. If I, you know what, John? If I put on 60 pounds, I'm you. I'm just being honest.
No, as they say up north.
Yeah, exactly right.
All right.
Exactly.
Well, did I say 60? I meant 20, 30.
Come on now.
I'm working on it.
You're looking great, brother. You must work out.
I do a lot. John Miller, NBC 26. Hey, buddy, tell me what the situation is now, because I keep getting asked. It's like, is this weekend's game a big game, as you think it would, Packer Vikings, or do you think everything is kind of locked into place as far as where everybody's going to end up when it's all shuffled out?
Well, I think in the grand scheme of things for the playoffs, I think it doesn't really matter. But in Jordan Love's mind, I mean, he said yesterday, they badly need to win this game. And it can show people that, you know, they can beat good teams. Their only losses are to the three best teams in the NFC this year. So it'll show them that they can beat them, and it'll give them confidence, kind of like they had on the stretch run last year. So they want to get that confidence and be as hot as possible rolling into the playoffs so they can go as far as possible.
Great point.
So I heard that Alexander's not looking to play again this weekend. What is the deal there, brother?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty like 2 weeks ago, and then he still hasn't played.
Well, it just sounds like that PCL is not recovering like they thought it would, and they're just not risking it. The Packers always kind of play coy with injuries. They don't tell you how serious things are. They like to game the system a little bit. So I think he's hurt, and they're hoping he's going to come back for the playoffs, and that'll be that. But, yeah, it's starting to get a little weird because you see him doing the gritty and doing stuff during the opening part of practice for stretch, and it's like, oh, he looks good, and he's doing everything. But then apparently he's not practicing in full.
I'd like to ask Mr. Mino, what is a PCL?
It's a ligament.
Oh, my gosh. You did get it right.
You don't have to spell in front of us for crying out loud.
Posterior cruciate ligament.
That's a great guy's name.
Am I correct?
I'm going to name my son that. Posterior cruciate ligament. That's a great name.
I like that.
I think so.
But then only use the CL.
PCL.
Yeah. Well, that's a street name.
Oh, that's
PCL.
True.
Yeah, that is
true.
Right. Yeah. Okay. I'm so proud of you, Mino.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Hey, what about Christian Watson?
LaFleur said if he wants to play and he can play, he'll play. If not, they're not going to rush it. He should be back, whether it's next week or for the playoffs. I don't think it's one they're willing to risk, but if he wants to play, he's going to play with that knee bruise injury that he has.
There's probably enough depth there with Musgrave probably coming back, too. I think he should be another deep option down the middle, whatever, but... But they haven't used him since he's been back, though.
No, not a lot. But there's enough depth. Do have some depth. I will say that.
Yeah, he had 10 snaps last week, I think, or 10 or 11, I think. And they're going to slowly bring him along, and I'm excited to see what he can do because, yeah, he can open up the middle of the field. I mean, we saw that big touchdown he had against the Cowboys in the divisional round last year. The first round, the wild card round. But, yeah, he's him and Tucker Kraft can be like Aaron Hernandez and Rob Gronkowski without the crime.
Let's hope.
Wow.
I can only hope. Man.
I mean, I've covered the Packers for a million years, and I've never seen such depth at receiver and tight end.
Ever.
And even running back, backup running backs they're putting in are running hard. Wouldn't you agree, John?
Yeah, I mean, Chris Brooks has kind of been a revelation. He started off, they picked him up, and he's great in pass protection, but he also runs hard. Emmanuel Wilson has always run hard. But, you know, LaFleur was saying on Monday, I think it was, or Tuesday after the game, that, you know, Josh Jacobs sets the tone in that room. He wants to run through people's faces, and it kind of just trickles down throughout it. But Josh Jacobs' mentorship with those guys is hands-on. Yesterday, I think he was mentoring one of the practice squad guys during the stretch portion of practice. It was kind of fun to watch while you're just sitting there analyzing these guys at practice.
I think that's awesome. That stiff arm he gave the other night was just one of the best I've seen in a lot of years.
Oh, yeah, that was a clock cleaner.
Yeah, I mean, he won the Scepter Award on Angry Runs for NFL Network.
Nice. That was like Walter Payton. Remember when Walter Payton used to use that?
Without a doubt.
And that was, he would use like a jab almost. He'd smack the guy in the face. That was almost like one of those.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a tough runner. I mean, losing Aaron Jones this offseason, you're like, what are you going to get with Josh Jacobs? And Josh Jacobs, I think we knew he was going to be good, but how good he's been has been ridiculous. I don't know how many games he has over 100 yards total this year. I think it's at least 10, but he's been terrific.
Well, and not only that, he gets him off to a good start.
Right.
Yeah, he sets the tone. Yeah, I mean, you have guys who are tone setters. I mean, him and Kraft, if you notice, when they get those two the ball early in the games, I mean, it kind of sets the tone for the rest of the team because those guys play so hard.
So I know they signed a running back to the practice squad. I saw a little bit about him and whatever, but it looks like he could be another diamond in the rough. Maybe that might be a little bit too strong of a statement, but it seems to me like he's got some skills that the team could use.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you his name off the top of my head. I can't remember.
Well, I got to throw a guy at you, and they were just started referring to him as their number of the night, 56, and they made a veiled reference to Lawrence Taylor, but how good could this guy be?
Cool.
So I was talking to Wayne Larrabee last week, and I asked him, I was like, you know, this guy looks like the best linebacker since, what, Nick Barnett?
Yeah.
And he goes, he's better.
He is.
I was like, he's going to be better. He just said straight up, he's better. What he can do, blitzing, run stopping, pass defense. I mean, I don't think we've seen a guy like this in a very long, long time. He's going to be something special if he can stay healthy. And he's kind of built like a safety. I mean, you see him next to Ketano Adapo, another rookie safety. And Ketano Adapo is a little bigger. But, you know, Cooper is he's a freak athlete.
I thought Quay Walker was going to be that way, and he just hasn't become that, has he?
No, he really hasn't. I mean, to me, he can't, especially in run defense, it seems like he doesn't know where he wants to attack. I mean, that's kind of been his biggest downfall. He plays with his hair on fire. He can't read and react like you hope he would. I mean, he's playing better this year and happily loves Walker. He's not going to be what I think we thought he could be.
Is it because he's got the green sticker on his helmet? You think it's too much cerebral stuff going on there?
Just green dot.
Well, it definitely takes some time to adjust, and Halfley talked about that a lot. It takes learning the green dot, learning that new defense. And as you saw before he got injured, he actually was probably playing the best ball of his career.
Yeah.
So you hope when he comes back he can keep doing that, and then him and Cooper can be a great 1-2 punch at the Mike and the Will.
That's the second or third defense he's learned since he's been drafted. So, I mean, that's a lot of rehearsing and nursing apart, as
absolutely,
they say in the song, you know.
We've got a text question that came in. Why wasn't Jair put on IR instead of being declared week to week? Could have added a player.
That's very true. Yeah, like the Packers always play. I think they thought he was ready to come back against Chicago, and then he just got re-injured, and then they were kind of like, all right, let's see where this goes. And I don't know. You know, there's always roster spots at the end of the roster. They're like some guys, they're always deactivated on game day. I think they just thought at the end of the day, let's just see if he can play. And if not, oh, well.
Do you think cap casualty at the end of the season?
I don't know. It's tough because, I mean, Stokes and Valentine have been playing very well. But, I mean, when Alexander's on the field, I think he's shown he's an all-pro kind of player. Yeah. I don't know what the Packers come to the table with him and try to renegotiate the contract or try to figure something out. But it would be really tough to lose a talent like that when he's so good. He's an all-pro player.
That's a big number, though, salary-wise.
That's huge. It's huge. Let me ask this, John. Give me your order, top two, the top six in the NFC. How do you rank them? If this was college football and you had to be one of the voters, how would you vote?
Are you talking about playoff seeding or who I just think the top teams are?
Just the top six teams in the NFC. If you were college football and you had to vote for the top 10 type thing, how would you rank the top six?
I'd probably go Lions, Packers, Eagles, Vikings, Rams, and then, I don't know.
Whoever else gets
the
it.
The field?
Yeah.
Whoever else gets in there.
You'd put the Packers right behind the Lions, though, huh?
Yeah, I would. I think the Packers, they play really well on the road in the NFC North, too. So if they can get out to a hot start this week and quiet that crowd and shut up the stupid skull chant, they might be able to hold it up.
It shouldn't be the Eagles in week one. You know, do you think if there's a chance of a redo?
Is Jalen Hurts going to play? Is he hurt? What's his status?
He was hurt. He had a concussion,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah, it sounds like he's probably not going to play this week. It's going to be Kenny Pickett again. So it sounds like the Lions might have that one seed locked up if the Vikings lose to the Packers.
Pickett got hurt, too. He had some rib issue going on or whatever. So
yeah, it sounds like he's going to play.
I'll tell you what, the Vikings, I got to give them credit. They've pulled some out of their butt this year to get wins to stay where they are, haven't they, though? That game against Seattle was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Sam Darnold, what he's done has been amazing. I mean, my whole family's diehard Viking fans, but my dad in the summer was like, oh, I think I'm going to take the under on the Vikings 6.5 wins. And I was like, you guys have Kevin O'Connell as a head coach. He's very good. He's doing exactly what Matt LaFleur did with the Packers when he got here. Win a bunch of double-digit wins in his first couple of years and turn the team into a true contender, and he's a heck of a coach.
You know, I got to tell you, I've always, like, I hated when the Lions had the tight end, Hockenstein. How do you pronounce his last name?
Hockenson.
And then the Vikings. I was like, why would you trade him to a team within your own division? And I always thought, we don't have a guy like that, but we do now. We got two guys that could be like that, which is pretty cool.
Look what they got for him, though, too.
I know.
That's a big haul for a tight end.
Yeah.
I'll take Tucker Kraft. I love Hockenson, but Tucker Kraft, he does it in the pass blocking game, pass blocking, run blocking, and pass catching.
But that's so important.
George Kittle.
A good tight end is so vital these days.
Sets the tone.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, John Miller, always appreciate everything you do, my friend, and thank you so very much for coming on. I hope you got that big gift card we sent you over for Christmas.
I'll be checking my mailbox.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Where are you guys?
It might not fit.
Thank you, John Miller, NBC 26.
You
appreciate it.
Happy New Year,
John. Break. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, welcome back. Mind of the marriage.
Nice. Yep.
Dennis putting on the old helmet here.
Pull me in, coach. I'm ready.
That NFL Films music still does something to you, doesn't it?
I got one more play left, coach. Put me in.
You got to put on the helmet that I had on in the big picture we had there. The leather helmet.
That was awesome.
That'll fit you better.
I'll try.
All right.
Be right back. I don't.
Wait till he puts on the leather helmet.
Whose head fit in that thing?
I don't know. That must have been a kid's helmet back in the day. This one will fit, though.
I've been accused of having a big head before.
I think, no, he's got a big melon.
Jesse's got a melon for a head. There you go.
That's more better.
It's still up there a little bit, isn't it?
How's that?
You look good.
This is surprisingly comfortable. Can I keep it? No, I'm kidding.
Wow, you look good in that.
It reminds me of my childhood days when I had chocolate running down my face and my little trike.
Absolutely. You know. Poor little kid.
Hi, everybody. It's happy to be here.
Hey, so we got to ask you about your extravaganza, your year 2024, heading into your little bit of a break. How was it?
I can't.
No, keep it on. I like that.
Hey.
No voices.
I'm stoked, friends. We're the glam band's playing tomorrow night after the Gamblers game.
It's Hair Night,
whatever.
That's a huge night for them.
They bought us sweaters. That's the term for jersey in the hockey world.
Yeah.
And I know why they call them sweaters. Now, those things are thick.
Thick.
And, but oh my gosh, we can't wait. It's going to be, we get there like 3 o'clock, do this setup, and the game goes on. Our guitar player, JJ DeVille, he's going to rock out the national anthem, and we'll be there doing our thing. So we'll be in full.
Are you guys going to be in the party pit? Or
is that what it is?
You go on the ice afterwards? How are you going to do it?
I don't know how that works. We should call up Paul Hanna. He knows.
Okay.
But
Paul Hanna.
Yeah, he's played with Annex a couple of times at that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it's at the entryway. I don't know what it is.
Okay.
But anyway, I should look it up while we're doing it.
But it's a free concert for anybody that is at the Gambler game.
The jerseys, the sweaters you should see the Gamblers that are going to be wearing tomorrow are amazing.
Do you skate?
What's the theme?
Rock and roll, brother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, cool. It's just going to be there. I'm just going to give you a hint. The sweaters are black with like a burnt orange effect to them.
Okay. Oh, cool.
And it's got some sort of rock and roll regalia on the front. It's
nice.
Sweet. You can't miss it. So we're really stoked about it. I heard it's going to be a really well-attended event. Get your tickets if you haven't made it yet. So make your plans.
And that's tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Is that your last gig of the year?
Of the year. Yes, it is.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's kind of a cool way to wrap it all up.
You could have played. I bet you could have had 50 different events for New Year's Eve, right?
Yeah, but the guys generally take it off.
That's cool.
Good.
Yeah.
Good for you guys.
We played some personal parties and stuff like that in the past and whatever. And those are great, too.
Of course.
But sometimes family.
Yeah.
We got to put family as a priority, too.
What private thing did you do after a Packer game, like upstairs one time?
Well, I won't do anything like the Packers did in the 80s. I'll tell you that much.
Okay.
No Mossy
or
Cage
90s.
Come on.
What? It's early yet.
There was a hot tub involved.
I'm sorry. This is a family show. Oh, well, we did what was it? It's after, I'm an idiot.
Wasn't after a playoff game, was it?
No. It was we did that country dude.
Oh, yes.
We played after one of his shows.
But upstairs for a personal party for him.
Yes, it was like fourth floor, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And it was
a church?
Eric Church. It was a 3:30 to 6:30 show. It was crazy.
You played
nuts.
For Eric Church.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
amazing.
It was just 3:30, 6:30. I got my time.
They didn't play with you guys? Didn't come on stage with you guys?
No. But we just get off the stage area and the lights are in our face. Some guy shakes my hand. I was pretty impressed. I was really impressed with what you guys did out there. So I didn't know that was him because I couldn't see him.
Right.
Opportunity lost to say, hi, I love you. You're amazing. You're impressive. I love you, man.
Right.
Gone.
I mean, and he's one heck of a performer.
Else.
So oh, you man. Can...
But that's what country bands do. They have that they spend a couple nights, doing something somewhere, and they go out of their way to be involved in doing something with the crew and whatnot. That's why I love country acts on the road because they're good.
They're down home.
They're good
they
people.
Connect.
They're always looking for something to do.
Yep.
And word got out about us, whatever. Blah 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 blah. You know.
Yada
and,
yada.
And they hooked us up.
Okay.
Next thing you know, Jed's a
millionaire. So what have you done for a living? Well, I was in the music business for a while. Oh, really? What did you? I was a roadie for Metallica. Bunch of bleep. Big Lebowski.
Was that Big Lebowski?
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
How can you not have seen the Big Lebowski? You're the only person that's ever seen the Big Lebowski.
No.
I bet you are. I bet 90% of our people have seen the Big Lebowski.
More than once.
Quick poll, Todd. Todd, can we have a quick poll?
So, to be honest with you, we've done this poll before.
The Big Lebowski?
Yes.
Okay, and? Yep.
And more people had seen it than not seen it.
Thank you.
But I'm in the That's not fine. Seen.
Thank you.
So, yeah.
And you find Todd to be one of your esteemed coworkers. So.
And how's he find me?
Yeah, generally lazy and
Wow,
a mess.
Shots fired.
Lisa Hale just texted, never seen it.
Wow. Thank you, Cajun Queen.
Cajun Queen of Oshkosh. Wow.
Wrote a song about her.
Like to hear it, hit go.
Wow.
That was a great bit on In Living Color.
Yeah, right.
That was great.
Which one?
Wrote a song about it. Like to hear it, hit go. Everything. He took everything and made it into a blues song. And it was about two bars long
or
something.
It's always the same thing.
Who's the guy that did that part? I can't remember.
One of the Wayans brothers?
No.
Oh, the Wayans show?
The Wayans, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
is that the one that had the no? That was Chappelle. The blind white supremacist.
No, I don't.
Who's actually black?
No,
we didn't know he's black.
No, I didn't know that.
No. I can't think of the character's name. That was Chappelle. Oh my gosh, was that funny? That was
he uncomfortably
used to be uncomfortably funny.
Yeah.
We gotta get rid of. Sir, you're. Yeah, he used to be funny. Chappelle before we went a little bit weird was funny. That was a great show.
Too much time with Diddy. That changed his life.
Something, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
So let me ask this. How many gigs did you do in 2024?
I think the number was 78, 79, something like that.
And a lot of your guys have real jobs, don't they?
Yeah, yeah.
In addition to,
yeah.
And I mean, we've talked off mic about how long it takes you to recover after weekend of a couple, two, three shows.
For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction.
Well, I mean, there's guys, and it's like,
and
you guys
like it to be no action.
They're rock stars out there till whatever time, drive wherever. Next morning, they're getting their kids up for school and taking them to school and go to their 9-to-5 jobs.
It's part of the, you know, the natural layout of life. You know what I'm saying?
But it's cool that you guys are all like normal guys. It's not like a bunch of partiers, a bunch of whatever. It's just,
I don't know, John.
I haven't seen you guys party.
I got my happy helmet on for
a
reason.
Yeah, you do. All right.
You sure do, buddy.
Well, can you guys handle it from here?
Oh, gosh.
We got this, brother.
Yeah. They brought in professionals.
Happy New Year to you, buddy.
Same to you,
Thank
brother.
You for Be an well. Amazing 2024 for what you've done for us.
Oh, are you kidding? Thank you for letting me play with you.
It's
Love
amazing.
It.
Lily Collins, the Heights Pub and Parlor music series coming up.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't want to miss this. She's going to be phenomenal. I got to sneak over to Channel 5 to do the show with Mylène, and I'll be back on Monday morning.
See
Thanks, everybody.
Then.
See ya.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Except neither one of those clowns are here. It's Mino and the Mayor with Nikki and Dennis.
What you said.
Yeah.
They're not here, so someone's got to fill in.
Finally, some professionalism in the studio. I like it.
The air is all of a sudden just feels fresh around
here. It really does. It really does. But it is our favorite segment of the week. It's the Heights Pub and Parlor music series.
Yay!
So we will start by saying hello and good morning to our favorite Ashley from Heights Pub and Parlor.
Hi, Ashley. Thank you.
Ashley with the good hair.
Ooh,
yeah, the beautiful highlights. Today, what's happening at the Heights this week?
Well, we hope everyone had a Merry Christmas. And with the holiday hustle and bustle kind of over, you can start thinking about maybe you didn't get a holiday party in for work.
Mm-hmm.
We have openings in January for for reserving the upstairs parlor for holiday parties. So that's always a great idea, especially it's so busy around Christmas. We have our new feature plates. We have the Nashville crispy chicken sandwich. We have the grilled romaine salad and chicken parmesan.
I'm smelling Segway. Just saying, as you were.
What's your favorite? I know.
I really
Tough
love
to choose.
The grilled romaine salad.
You do.
It's got like a hot bacon dressing.
Okay.
So
I've never had it.
And the Nashville crispy chicken sandwich.
Hot bacon dressing.
Never disappoints.
No.
Never difficult.
Yummy.
So if somebody's looking at maybe reserving the upstairs, can they give you a call?
Yep.
Or how can they find out if they've got availability?
Yeah, they can call Heights Pub and Parlor, or you can also email me at ashley@heightsgb.com.
And you guys are on a few of the socials, so they can look you up.
Yep, Facebook. And our website is heightsgb.com. So
awesome.
That's a beautiful building. We were talking a few weeks ago about how old it is. I forget how old it is. It was built in the 1800s.
Yes.
Amazing. So it's a beautiful backdrop for parties. Great for pictures and selfies and stuff like that. Groups, you know, employers, et cetera, et cetera. Have your party there. Give Ashley a call at 911 and she'll hook you up.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Yeah, just ask for Ashley. Yeah.
You said something about Nashville on your menu. Say it again. What was it? What is it?
The Nashville Crispy Chicken Sandwich.
Nashville Recording Artist Chicken Sandwich?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted.
This is not the segue.
That's a music.
Lily
that's
deserves.
A music joke. Sorry, yeah. It's a music joke because a lot of people come around here to say Nashville recording artist, but we have a real one in studio with us. Lily Collins
Singer,
is in here. Songwriter. Yes. Singer, songwriter, Lily Collins in the house. Yay!
Thank you so much for having me.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Want to wrestle?
Yeah, I think I could win.
I know. That's what I'm afraid of.
Indian leg wrestling. I think you've got it. I think you've got it. Dennis, you don't stand a chance.
I don't get out much. That's
no,
the truth.
No.
So
welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So Appleton native.
Yes.
Love that. You're going to school in Nashville.
I go to school at Belmont University in Nashville.
Okay. Yeah. And a little bit of a music capital in Nashville.
It really is. Yeah. And I'm majoring in songwriting there. So everything there is music.
Great basketball school, too, by the way.
It is, yeah.
It is,
yeah.
You weren't even lying. I thought you were just being sassy.
No, they have a really good women's basketball team and a really good cross-country team.
High five.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. What is the nickname for Belmont?
Like, their mascot's the Bruins.
I thought you were going to say the Belmonteers, naturally.
No, the Belmont Bruins.
There's a lot of horse country. Horse country in that area. Yeah. It's beautiful.
It sure is.
Nashville. You like it?
Yeah, I love it.
So what brought you from Appleton, besides your car, to Nashville? What was the draw?
Definitely being in Music City, and I love Appleton and Green Bay and like the music scene in the Fox Cities, but obviously Nashville's a great music scene. And I wanted to get a college education, so Belmont was the perfect place for me to do music and go to school at the same time.
Is that your major?
Yes, yes.
For those Spanish-speaking people.
You lost me for a second.
I was not being naughty, I promise.
No, you weren't. No.
Yeah, so I'm majoring in songwriting at Belmont, and
talk about that.
Tell me. What's that all about?
Yeah, it's like a music business major, so I take a lot of music business classes, audio engineering classes, and then a couple of songwriting classes, and I get to co-write with a lot of my classmates, which is really, really fun.
Gee whiz. Yeah.
So classmates that we'll probably also hear of up and coming.
For sure. Yeah, I have a lot of super talented classmates.
So walk us through a typical day. What's a class? What's your favorite class? And
I've got a music business, like a survey music business class, which is really cool. Learned a lot about publishing companies and record labels and all the ins and outs of the industry.
Okay.
Just an overview of it. And then I also had an intro to commercial songwriting class. And that was... we just got to share songs with each other. I had like 19 other people in my class. So it was great. And then I'm also on the cross country team at Belmont.
You are on the cross country team.
So every morning I start my day with a run.
Nice.
That's over 3,000 miles. How does a person fit in all that classwork with all that running? Asking for a friend, naturally.
Not actually.
No, it's not too much to balance, actually. I've got lots of free time to write, which is great.
Oh, that's
I thought you were going to say lots of free time to run. You must. That's incredible.
Yeah, thank you.
So is Belmont, does it have one of the real famous studios in it, or is it another college?
Yeah, we've got Columbia Studio A.
Yeah.
It's in our songwriting building.
Okay.
So I would go there every Monday and Wednesday, and you can just feel the magical musical energy in the building. It's great.
It's world renowned, if I'm not mistaken.
Can you imagine being on a campus that...
I can't.
Go to the singer-songwriter building or the songwriting building? Or, I kind of get a little geeked up right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, first time I walked in, I got goosebumps. It was incredible.
Living my life vicariously through you, Lily. Just thought I'd say it.
No doubt. And where have you played in Nashville? Just kind of dabble in.
I've played at the End, which is a really awesome venue. A lot of legendary people have played there.
Wait a minute. Wouldn't you start at the beginning?
That's what one would think.
If you don't know where to my first, go, yeah. start from the beginning.
Yep, she started at the End.
My first show in Nashville was at the End.
Yeah, I'd say so.
And I'm playing there again on January 7th.
Nice.
I'm opening for Trip Todd and the Slightly Odd. So it should be a fun show.
Slightly Odd?
Yes.
I heard that name before.
Trip Todd and the Slightly Odd.
Yeah. I've heard of that before. I don't get out much, but I've heard of the name.
So they're taking you under their wing.
Yeah. We're the whole bill is all freshmen, so we're all friends, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And then I've also played at the Bluebird Cafe.
Oh, that's cool.
And then I'm playing at the Commodore Grill, which is a big writer's round spot in Nashville, and New Heights Brewing Company, just a lot of writer's rounds.
I got to tell you guys, Columbia Studio A, ready?
Yes.
Listen to some of these names. Patsy Cline, recorded there.
Yeah.
Red Foley, Brenda Lee, Marty Robbins, Sonny James, just some of the classic, you know, musicians and singers and songwriters of that time.
That's incredible. So cool.
And she gets to walk in that every, you know.
And I read they put some money into refurbishing it recently in the last few years too. So yeah, that's what I read that somewhere anyway. Yeah.
It looks nice in there. Yeah.
Should we do a little song?
I would love to.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Talk to us about what you'd like to play.
I just released an album.
Yes.
In August. So I'm going to play a song off my album, and I like to do a lot of, I'm still trying to figure out my genre, but I like to do a lot of folk pop, and some funk stuff. But this song is definitely like more leaning more towards pop, and it's called Rewind.
Nice.
Yeah.
From Lily Collins.
Yes.
Singer-songwriter, Nashville recording artist, and cross-country Lily
Collins.
Thank you.
I learned your name yesterday, then saw you for the last time today. How does time move so fast? It hurts me to ask. Only a moment I close my eyes, and then the moment dies. I wish that I could make it stay. It all slips away. Keep trying to make the good times last for as long as I can. The life on pause, then rewind. But it don't work like that, but it don't work like that. If only time were a circle, but then we'd all be immortal. The only thing that is constant, and nothing ever is. Keep trying to make the good times last for as long as I can. The life on pause, then rewind. But it don't work like that. But it don't work
phenomenal.
Awesome.
Thank you.
I heard those chords at the end. I'm like, no, you didn't.
Thank you. I love throwing in some jazzy chords.
Jazzy baby. I can really dig that, man.
Yes, thank you.
Wow.
Well, and I feel like your sound, you go Norah Jones-esque.
I've heard that before. Thank you.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yes, I feel it too. Yeah.
Love it. Love it.
Your own style. Those are really impressive lyrics, by the way. Where'd that come from? Was it just, was it life experience?
Yeah, I wrote that song, I think my junior year of high school. It was like the end of my junior year of high school, and it was right after, it was right before all my friends who are upperclassmen were going to leave for college. And it dawned on me that this moment will never be the same again. Mm. I'll still have these friends, but we'll never be in the same spot together again and feel the same way because we're always growing and changing. But that sense of moving on is kind of what makes us become who we're supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And you can create these new good memories in the future, but you won't be the same person. So it's like a good and a bad thing at the same time.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I don't know. It's hard to explain, but yeah.
I think you did a fabulously beautiful job of explaining
it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow.
Well, and to be able at such an early age to be able to take something with emotional depth like that.
Yeah.
And the perspective.
And lyrical depth?
Yeah,
It's just amazing.
Thank you.
I live my life vicariously through you. I just thought I'd say that out loud.
We got a bunch of texts. Somebody just texted in. She's great. Amazing
Joni
voice.
Mitchell.
Somebody said Joni Mitchell.
Ding. Wow, that's a really good compliment. Thank you.
Another one text says, amazing voice. Thanks, Rick. Thanks for chiming in.
And it's just so simple and pure. Yes. Like, we're not overproduced here.
No.
It's her
just
and the
Martin,
guitar.
Beautiful Martin guitar. Those are not cheap, by the way, and it's just beautifully in tune. Does it stay in tune really well for you?
It does, yeah. Yeah, usually. Yeah.
Gosh, it just sounds so
good.
I love this
Martin. I got it.
That's a quality guitar.
Yeah, I've had it for probably 3 or 4 years. I love it.
Does it have a name?
No.
Like Jenny?
No. I could name it Jenny.
In the military, we all had to name our weapon, you know, so we got to wrap this thing up. So we're going to be coming back in just a little while.
All right. Keep it here. Mino and the Mayor, right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Is this Phil Collins?
No. It's Steve Winwood. Come on.
Sounds like a mayor moment right there, doesn't it?
Going Phil Collins, no relation to
Starts with a P.
Lord.
Phil Collins is with Journey, isn't he? Remember that?
Yeah, exactly.
No, Genesis. Yeah. Genesis would be the answer on that one.
Fine. I'm letting my mayor show. That was my mayorism.
This was Steve Winwood,
the
by the way, for those keeping score at home.
Fine.
That was Steve Winwood.
Hey, guys. Thanks for coming back. We're Mino and the Mayor. It's Dennis and Nikki. Ashley from the Heights Pub and Parlor. We're with Lily Collins, Appleton native, going to school in Nashville as our recording artist. Feature of today. Lily, you're a young performer going to college for songwriting, etc. How and when did you know that music was a passion, that this was what tripped your trigger?
Well, I started taking guitar lessons when I was 7 and with Jason Lipsky at Appleton Rock School.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I started in Appleton, and then he just opened a Green Bay location also.
Oh, cool.
And early on, he was telling me, like, always, like, since I was 10, like, you can do this. You can make this your career. Like, this can be your life. It's not just, it doesn't have to just be a hobby. So, I mean, I took that to heart. And when I was probably 14 or 15, it sank in that, like, this is what I want to do. I started booking shows around then. And like, making money performing, and I'm like this is awesome. I'm doing what I love. I'm connecting with people, and it kind of went from there.
See,
and your
you did,
family
Jason.
Too,
yeah.
obviously
yeah.
supporting.
Yeah, I have a super supportive family. Like, both of my parents come to all my shows. My dad is my roadie.
Love it.
He helped me load in yesterday at Gibson Music Hall, which was great.
So you had a great show.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Yeah, I did a Mile of Music encore event. So, yeah, it was awesome.
Are you planning on being back for it this year?
Yeah, I'll for sure. We'll hopefully be at Mile of Music in August again. I played my first mile this past summer, and it was life changing.
Was there a running joke in there? You know,
the mile reference.
But anyway,
I see where you went. I don't get that. He's so clever.
So did you pick up the guitar by? Was it your influence only?
Back it up, there, Dennis.
Well, don't mind if I do.
Back it up.
What is going on? What is going on?
We're learning a new dance, ladies and gentlemen.
The fire alarm was going off. So sorry.
No.
I play that sound effect whenever Jim or John say something. It's like, just back it up, guys.
Okay, all right, I got it.
We didn't make that connection.
Got a brand new dance. So did you start, was it your inspiration to pick up the guitar? What was it that said, I want to play guitar?
Neither of my parents were musical. Actually, I remember asking for a guitar for Christmas when I was 7 because I wanted to be like Justin Bieber. I'm sure.
You were doing great for a while.
Yeah, I was just going to say thanks so much.
Good night, everybody.
But some of my biggest influences, seriously, for my music, Brandi Carlile.
Sure.
She is a huge inspiration for me.
Belinda Carlisle was one of my influences, yeah. But I'm just saying.
And Fleetwood Mac. I love Fleetwood Mac.
Really?
And nice. Love their music.
Mm.
Yeah, I do a lot of their covers when I play live.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So which voice do you prefer? Stevie Nicks?
Stevie Nicks, yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
That's a good choice.
Yeah.
That's solid. Soulful. Yeah.
I'm just trying to imagine how you pulled it off because, you know, no offense to Stevie, but your voice is a lot purer.
Yeah, very different. You can come to my show tonight and you can hear it.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Talk about your show tonight.
I'm playing at McFleishman's in Appleton. And it's my first time playing there. I'm super excited. Playing from 6 to 8 tonight.
Nice.
Do you happen to know exactly where about that is?
It's by the Appleton
Bike Shop.
Yes, yeah, right on State Street.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, right near College Ave.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty right close off of College and State.
Pretty close to Cozy. Is it Cozy Corner, Todd?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
We talked about that this morning.
Yep.
115 South State Street, if you need to know. That's where it's at.
Yeah. Right off of College Avenue. You're right downtown, so you can't beat
that. Do another song before the end of the show?
Please.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Well, I guess we're swiftly running out of time.
We are.
Yeah. Ooh. So I'll do one more song. This song isn't released yet. I was just in the studio yesterday finishing it up. And it's called Let Me Bleed.
Oh, one quick thing. How do we find you?
Oh, I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Lily Collins Music, spelled L-I-L-I-E.
Beautiful.
And then I'm also on Spotify, Apple Music, at Lily Collins. I've got an album out. It's called Pretend to Be Brave. And more music coming out very soon. One of them is going to be this song.
Come out to McFleishman's tonight. Woo-hoo!
Yes, come out to McFleishman's.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
They say that people change, but that's not true. They just grow and add stuff on top of you. Tattooed my eyes so I couldn't see through. But I'm growing up and the ink is beginning to fade. The things you carried pulled you down from grace. If I keep holding on, I won't know my face. So say what you want, say what you like. Don't keep playing tricks on my mind. Say what you of 102. It helps me burn off the plague of you and all of your problems and your twisted truths. 'Cause your glass facade has a couple cracks. It shows me all of the things that you lack. Like your sincerity that never filled in the gaps. So say what you want, say what you like. Don't keep playing tricks on my mind. Say
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.